Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I'm continuing to spend a little time with you, just the two of us. I've got something else on my mind that I want to talk to you about. As you know, once a week I take a couple of segments and just share some thoughts with you. This segment, I want to talk about something that's akin to what my next book's about. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the book, but I'll be telling you about it later on. But there are, perhaps you remember in 08, I started talking about social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and the ones that were around in those days. Some of them aren't even around anymore, and there's a bunch of new ones that I've never talked about. But if you remember, I started calling myself the social media heretic. And the reason I did that was because I was telling you, yes, you should use social media platforms because your customers are there. You got to hang out where your customers are. Your customers expect this from you. And if the customers expect it from you, you have to give it to them. So, yes, I said use the platforms, but never, ever, ever trust them. Because they're never going to be on your side. In fact, they don't even regard you. You are insignificant to them other than pawns on their chessboard. And I'm not trying to beat them up. I'm just telling you it's the way it is. Their goal, they have these platforms which you can use largely for free, and you can use them to your advantage. Some people are making a lot of money using the platforms. And when I say platforms, I'm actually including companies like Google and Amazon and eBay and all the social media platforms, all those. I'm including all of those. And I'm also throwing in the telecom companies, especially the mobile companies. But AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, all those. I'm throwing those companies in too because they are platforms that you and I use their services to run our businesses, right? Well, those companies are increasingly, the power of their leverage, the power of their digital leverage, that they're increasingly turning over to algorithms. And this is going to increasingly create problems for those of us who use their services. And I just want you to be aware of this, because I don't want you to be naive about as you use the service, and I'm doing it. I'm using it just like you are. I'm writing checks to these people to use their mobile networks, to use their pro services. I'm doing all of that. But what I'm seeing out there is, because my antenna runs up real quick for these things, what I'm seeing out there is an increasing amount of abuse. Sometimes even on the bordering on bullying. And it's because these companies are competing against each other. If you think Facebook and Google and Microsoft and Amazon, if you think those four 1,200-pound gorillas aren't fighting each other, daggers drawn right now, tooth and nail, I mean all-out warfare in the marketplace. If you think they even consider you for a millisecond, for a nanosecond, you're crazy. You're naive. So they're going to be duking it out with each other, and you and I, we can take advantage of what they offer us, but I'm telling you, we are not going to be, we're subject to be rolled over on by any of them at any time with the practices that they have. And guess what? When you don't like when you don't like some of their practices, some of the things that, Facebook may do, or LinkedIn, or Twitter, some of the things, or Amazon especially, some of the things that they do, if you don't like them, good luck trying to get somebody to talk to about it. If something's done to you that was wrong, good luck getting someone to talk to you about that. They don't have the time. They're gonna assume you're one person, and if it's not good for you, they're not gonna worry about that, because they're in a war with the other four or five big elephants, the big players. And I'm concerned that over the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, these companies are gonna get so big and so powerful that I just don't see a happy ending for some of this. And as you use them, as you become their users, their customers, their partners, which you can be a partner with some of these people, like Amazon, as you do this, pay attention to how they're behaving. Mainly because whatever they do to you disrupts your relationship with your customers. And that's the whole point of what I'm trying to say to you. The reason I started calling myself the social media heretic was to tell you, don't trust these platforms with your customer relationships. Make sure you have a parallel relationship, a parallel contact ability with your customers that you acquire in these online communities. Make sure that when they do something, these big boxes, these big tech companies do something that upsets your customers and they go away, you have an ability to reach them on your own. Something to think about. I'll be talking more about this in the future. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.